well, I want to have fun when I play the songs. Mm-hmm. And I just want that to come across, and so that people listen to it and they are excited in some way in their brain about hearing it. But yeah, like I said, I really just like play. Like, drumming's just one of the things in life that I've just always loved to do, and it feels very, yeah, just like meditative and natural and fun. It's just like a place to play. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kind of turn off my brain a little bit, maybe a little bit too much sometimes. These guys have really taught me about like what a song is, like, you know, like structures. And sure. like guys, what's a chorus again?
What's interesting about the way that you play, though, and it's happened throughout like the songwriting process with you, is that there are songs that we've developed as a team that could have been served with like I don't know, lizard brain, like bass level thing, but there's a bit of a refusal for you from you to do that. Mm-hmm. And like you don't like sit and protest, but you can see that you're like trying to work out how to play it so it's more satisfying. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, there's things where you could have just been like a bass snare, like quarter note thing, but you insisting on like searching for that feeling where like it fits for you as the drummer, that ultimately is kind of what elevates a lot of these songs too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, absolutely. Like, I'll have an idea in my head of what the drums could sound like if I'm like coming up with a guitar part or a song structure, and then whatever Luke ends up doing with it when we actually get in the room is always so much more interesting and better than what I had in my mind.
Thanks, bud.
The amount of times we've been like, this part you can just kind of do like a boo, dick, bah, dick, bah, boo, and he's like, okay. And then you play something, like, oh, that's way better than what we had in mind.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's probably right to ignore you.
Yeah. And honestly, it's come through in a lot of the songs, kind of structurally and rhythmically, like they've changed from what we initially thought. Like, mm-hmm. they'll just be a lot more, I don't know, they'll be more like staccato. But yeah, I don't know, it just makes things so much more interesting, because I'm very much like, to a fault, I'd say, just like a steady strummer. I don't often do like very jumpy chords as much as I like to, and I used to do that a lot more, but and I'm starting to a bit more, but yeah, Luke kind of is very good at breaking up long, what could feel like monotonous parts and making them more rhythmically interesting, I would say.
The magic of collaboration.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And Luke, you sort of answered one of my big cheesy questions, which is like, what drives you to make music? And it sounds like for you, it's like play is a big part of that, mm-hmm. and just like the satisfaction of like playing the music.
Yeah, it's just it's like bliss for me, or I guess. Like, well, you know, like, it's not like every time I sit down I'm like tingling, but I I love it.
you'd probably want to get that checked out.
I've always loved drumming, and then, you know, like meeting the guys and like now this project. Yeah, it's just like all things that I love, and I've just always wanted it to be fun and all things I love, like I love drumming, and I love Andy, and I love Jamie. Like they're really great guys who've throughout the band, like they've just been, it's been like kind of a consistent, solid thing that I've really appreciated.
Love you too, buddy.
And where I was going with it, but yeah,
great. Well, and I mean, like bands making music together is one of the great venues for friendship, and mm-hmm. particularly in a place where it's often hard to make friends and maintain relationships, having that thing that binds you together can be really great.
Yeah, we're forced to stay friends now.
Yeah. contractually obligated by that big 8-record deal you just signed.
So right? Can check.
Yeah. Andy, Jamie, same question. What drives you to make music?
It's just my favorite thing in the world mm-hmm. to do. I don't know, that's a big question. I always kind of go, but I have a lot of different hobbies, but I always come back to music. Like, music is what I've always loved. Like, even before I knew how to play guitar or anything, as like a 10-year-old, I would always just be drumming along to songs aggressively, like, particularly like, yeah, like, kind of faster, harder songs. Like, drums are my favorite instrument, and Luke plays drums very well, so I'm very happy he's in this project. But yeah, like, I always try to think of things from like a rhythmic perspective. I'm always just like I don't know, maybe it, like, for whatever reason, whatever's going on with me, I'm always just like tapping along to something. I always have a beat in my head. Mm-hmm. And then like try to write around that. And yeah, just harmonies. I mean, like, there's nothing better than like a really juicy harm. I love musical theater, and that's a big part of that, and pop music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There's just nothing feels better for me than like, I don't know, writing. Like, for me, I really love writing and recording. That's like my favorite part of the whole process. And nothing feels better to me than just like creating something you're like really proud of that, like, I don't know, just makes you feel a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. And Jamie, noted musicator. What's
Yeah. I do all this despite music. No, I do, like, I really love, the process is really emotionally and mentally satisfying. It is really nice to have that creative outlet and get something out of you, and to do with your friends is really fun. I've done music where, not to suggest I was a hired gun, but it was kind of just like there to like suit somebody else's needs, and like that was like deep. It was nice to turn off my brain, but like not as fun, and I didn't feel that commitment to it. So doing it with people that you like, where everyone has a bit of a stake in it, is really satisfying. But ultimately, I just like love performance. Like, I'm so into performative things. Any
activism, particularly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, finally somebody can say it out loud. Any time in any aspect of my life where I can like do something that puts me out there, like where I can go out and be performance and like do show people things I care about and like things I like doing with people that I like doing it with, is like something I really look forward to and I think about often. It's a high that I chase all the time. So,
wow, that is perhaps the best possible segue to a song that encapsulates all of that, I think, particularly in you, performance, music, baseball, etc. Little Big League, tell me about this song.
It's
strong start.
Really, really the most handsome drums out of the gate. It's about just doing something that you love to do despite, like, being very taxing emotionally, being very taxing physically, but just like refusing to stop doing it because you just love it so much. And you have all been victims to my love for the stupid game. And I'm so sorry to each and every one of you.
Even you, the listener.
Even you, the listener.
And I think there is a lyric on this song that very much sums you up, Jamie, and that's, I take exhaustion to mean that it was all worth it.
Yes. Rebecca would agree.
All right, this is Little Big League by Self Care.
Bags, I know you're a decent human being, but die like a dog. We'll be right back.
Little Big League by Self Care, who are here in studio on the Vancouver Mixtape. Hello again, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, buddy.
I wanted to ask you, I have been wanting to ask you about favorites, but don't worry, I'm not going to ask you each, like, what's your favorite song on the record, unless you really want to do that. I want to ask what your favorite song was to record, what your favorite song was to write, and what your favorite song is to play on this record. And you can either each take one of those, or you can each give me your answers. Open format.
I want to hear all of your answers. All of these.
Oh, no. Pop quiz.
And pop quiz.
Wait,
pop
we'll do
quiz.
It for me first? I have no idea.
Okay, wait.
One at a time. Okay, let's real slow.
Let's do the one of the questions at a time, and we'll all give an answer to it.
Okay. What was your favorite song to write? That made things much easier.
I think my favorite song to write was probably Blue Blazer, because that was the only song that we wrote completely removed from our regular surroundings. Because we went to a Soyuz and just like made a band weekend, mm-hmm. and just like brought an electric drum kit and like an acoustic guitar and a bass, and just like played really quiet and just like had a nice little boys weekend where we wanted to write and like go to wineries and then like do those things. And it was, I think it was part of the reason why that song is the most like mature and like, I don't know, interesting instrumentally, is because we really sweated that song over the course of a few days. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was like a little summer camp for the boys to write. And I think that one just like has, this is the one that sticks out.
The last time I tried to do that, we ended up with a 16-minute concept song about the groovy ghost.
And it ruled, Jesse. You showed it to me. It was great.
Andy?
I was also going to say Blue Blazer. I really enjoyed that whole process. It was quite different than a lot of the other songs on the record. But also Addicts, I think. Addicts is one of the older songs, I think, from maybe even before Luke joined the band. Like it existed in some different form. There were a few songs on the record that like Jamie and I and Luke just completely rewrote over the course of quite a few years.
That was one of them.
Yeah, that and like a couple different ones. The first song on the record as well. Blue Blazer, I would say, or Addicts.
Cool.
I'd say Blue Blazer.
Amazing.
No, that trip, the Soyuz trip, was so much fun. It was really nice to spend time with the guys. Mm-hmm. We had a great time, and I think we brought out like we had like an electric drum kit.
Yeah,
I don't know if that restriction kind of like helped me or not, but that's I wrote Blue Blazer on an electric kit at first. Like all of the maybe that's it gets really there's a lot of cymbal in it, like the maybe when it was like digital, it just felt like. I was like, it's good. I think I wrote a little bit different because I was on an electric kit, which I don't usually play. It was a great trip, and we wrote that song. So, sorry. Blue Blazer, all around.
The power of changing your surroundings and, you know, doing things, making yourself do something a little differently.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, favorite song to record?
I think for me, the one that felt like a home run out of the gate was probably Places. Because I think that one fully realized, and like I think we kind of mind melded with Michael on that one. I think everything sounds really great on it. And he really saw the vision of it. There's some light keys on it that he plays, that he just like understood what we wanted from it, and we got that done. And he also like helped me on the bass, just like really lock in the bass line. I think I was playing it pretty sloppily, and he's just like, I want you to like really, really focus in on the hits that you're making, and then like echoed those with some key work as well. And he just like, I thought he really elevated it. And like fully realized the vision that I had for that song, and I remember coming away with that feeling really great.
I have like three. Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Places is definitely one of them. Yeah. Large part because of the keys. Michael played this really cool kind of like subtle distorted key riff that kind of mimicked like a Death from Above bass tone in the verses. Then I played some like different keys in the chorus as well. And Don't Try, just because it also had like sneaky keys, and I think that was really fun. I really love that chorus. And layering the guitars and the verses there, that was like, as it came together, I got really excited about what we were making. And then Something's Different, coming up with the verse, I like when I heard that for the first time in studio, I was super excited about it.
Don't Try was a really interesting one, because you and Michael were off recording that when without Luke and I, like, you guys were doing your own session, and so when we got those back, it was just like there was new guitar parts we'd never heard before, and it was just like, oh wow, this is really, really cool.
Doing the gang vocs on Way We Used to Be was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very scared to. I'm scared of microphones. I just don't like to sing. I've never really like tried to explore that. I just feel like I've always thought I've got a terrible singing voice. I'm going to try. So just like yelling into the mic with the boys was fun. We recorded all the drums like the very first day.
The first couple days. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a blur. And then we recorded also drums for three songs. Wait, how many songs?
Five.
Sunday. It was Sunday and...
Sunday, Addicts, and All the Way.
Yeah, we started the recording process a whole year earlier. No, it wasn't a whole year earlier. Was it?
I don't remember.
Maybe, I think it would have been a whole year earlier.
Sounds about right.
Where we did drums at Hipposonic with a fellow named Liam Moens. And that was cool. We've just focused on like five songs that day, and a couple of those are on the record too.
I after it was done, like all of the drumming, I don't enjoy recording an album really.
Sure.
The process was not fun for me.
It was also just like a marathon for you. Like Andy and I are sitting on couches when we're recording and just like very cozy, but it's like you've got a labor job for the next 2 10-hour days in a row, Luke. Have fun.
and to have to do it all at the beginning so that everyone else can sort of record around it is maybe feels a little separate from the process or different than the experience.
I was very grateful for like all the effort everyone put into it. But like just kind of wanted to like, could we, is it done yet?
Yeah. All right. And then, favorite song to play.
Did it have to be on the record?
No, just your favorite song to play as a band together.
Actually, you know what? I think it's Addicts. Addicts is my favorite time to play. I think like I think the amount of things that are going on in that song is really like keeps it interesting from me as a player. But there's that moment from like the instrumental breakdown onward that I just like, I think really synthesizes what the band is about and is like a really good energy. And we played a show a week or so ago where somebody that I think like come to the pub night a little early was just like, whoa, you guys, you sound a lot like Japan Droids. I'm like, well, you clearly heard like the end of Addicts. Mm-hmm. Because that is really what I'm citing in that song. And I think I just freaking love that band so much, and I think we channel it the best.
There are a few places on the record where I hear Japan Droids. My first listen when The Way We Used to Be was playing, I was like, oh, these guys like Japan Droids, which is not a surprise at all.
Jamie really likes Younger Us.
It's same also answer. Addicts for me. I love that song to death. It's, no spoilers, but it's probably my favorite song on the record, that and Blue Blazer. There's just, the song just keeps getting better and better as it goes, I think, and ends on like the highest note of the song. And that's like feedback I've gotten from people. It's not just me saying that, but like, and it feels that way when we're playing it. Like, it gets more exciting to play the more we go. Like, the vocals, like the backup vocals come in the second verse with like a bit of palm muting. It's like a little more aggressive. And then, the bridge, we're like, Luke's drums are just on fire. Jamie just does a very cool bass slide right before the guitar solo, or like the kind of bridge riff that I play. And then coming into the outro with the harms going and like just everything wailing is very fun. And it's the first time in the song where I get to play like just very easy, comfortable chords that I can just like sing very loudly along to. So it's nice.
I'm having the most fun when I'm playing like just the fast, straightforward. Like Little Big League is up there. I start it, so I can kind of like. I mean, I kind of guess I set the tempo for every song, but I'm not counting in. I'm basically setting the tempo with how fast my four count fill is. And it's just like it's fairly straightforward. There's enough, you know, but obviously like, I put enough in there that it keeps me interested. But it's just like it's kind of just like turn off your brain a little bit and have fun, kind of, yeah.
Totally.
Which is kind of what I like.
Little Big League's an interesting song because it feels like the one that you control.
Yeah.
Like, well, like the amount of time, the way I play my bass, like I try my best to lock in with whatever you're doing. Like even the stops that you do it, I'm just kind of like, gotta mute.
The stops are super fun to play in that song.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're running up towards the end of the show. I want to get one more song in, and I think it's probably going to be Addicts, given the discussion that was just had. But before we go, I wanted to talk to you real quick, Andy, about this venue co-op thing that you're a part of.
Yeah.
There's a sort of a launch party coming up next Sunday.
August 31st. Yeah, Sunday. We're doing a 21-hour launch party starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday and going into about 6 a.m. Starting on Sunday and going to 6 a.m. on Monday. A few months ago, maybe 2 months ago, my friend Eva and a bunch of us, we started working on this venue co-op idea where we're basically trying to get the first community-funded and owned and operated music venue built, and just kind of mixed-use space for artists in the city, because a lot of our favorite venues keep closing, a lot of our friends and bands can't find jam spaces that are affordable. Yeah, a lot of our friends just make really cool stuff that we want to show off to the world. So this is going to be kind of like a sample event to give people a taste of the different types of events we could throw there. So there's going to be like open decks all day. There are a bunch of great bands playing all night. And then, yeah, more DJs. There's an indie gaming hackathon and a lot of people vendoring, just selling their wares, kind of various art projects. There's a bunch of cool like crafting classes and stuff like that and audio classes. And yeah, it's just going to be really fun. So I hope everyone can come check it out. Yeah,
yeah. That's 390 Industrial Avenue.
That's right. Yeah,
and it's called
Platform 9 is the venue.
Cool. Everything But the Bagel, a venue co-op YVR kickoff launch presentation. Check it out. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to play one more song, and then we'll probably just come back to say goodbye. But this is Addicts. Anything else people should know about this song before we jump into it?
No, it's one of my favorite lyrically. It's one of my more earnest ones lyrically, and I think everybody just friggin' shines on it. It's their best unit of a song.
Yeah, it's also, I will just quickly say, it's the only song where we have kind of more mellow choruses, similar to like Blake. Yeah. Wow, how am I blanking?
There's like a song that we're this is not "Here's Your Letter."
No.
But the verses are "Here's Your Letter."
But yeah, I don't know. It's just like the verses in the song are kind of heavier than the choruses, so I think that's very interesting. Except for the last chorus, which is very heavy.
All right, here it is: "Addicts" by Self Care.
I can't see.
Right, that is it for this episode of the Vancouver Mixtape. Guys, self-care, thank you so much.
Thank you.
In studio. Andy, you wanted to redeem yourself.
Feeling This was the chorus I was trying to reference. It's one of my favorite songs ever.
A very obscure reference. I don't blame you for not getting it.
I don't think anyone's ever heard of it.
You can find more about self-care at selfcare.band. You can buy the record at selfcareband.bandcamp.com, and you can stream it on any of the evil streaming platforms. We'll be back again. Take care out there. Love you lots.
Bye.
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 Bye.